When missionaries first settled the country of Japan and created the church there, they taught the people the essentials of the Catholic faith. But unfortunately, after many years of preaching and the church beginning to grow in Japan, the emperors became hostile to the new Christian religion and expelled the missionaries from the country. But before they left, the missionaries promised the young church in Japan that they would be back. And when they came back, you would recognize them. And the people wondered, how will we know that it's really you? How will we know that it's the church when they come back? And they said, well, there'll be several important things. The men that come will be celibate. They'll have no wives. They will come celebrating the Eucharist, just as you know it, as we have done. They will have a great devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And if you ask them who is head of the church, they will point to the Pope in Rome as head of their church. Well, it took much longer than expected, and over 100 years later, finally, people come back, missionaries. They didn't expect to find anyone of the church still there after so long. But as they began preaching, that it turns out the church had remained hidden and underground. And they came, and when they saw these new missionaries, they asked them, do you celebrate the Mass? They said, well, yes, we do. And do you have a devotion to any particular saints? Well, we have a great love for the Blessed Virgin Mary. Who is head of your church? We have a head of our church in Rome called the Pope. And are you married? Well, no, we are celibate. We point to the kingdom of God where there will be no marriage. And at that, this little hidden body of Christians bowed to the ground and welcomed them. They said, we are the church in Japan. We have waited 100 years for your return. They knew how to find the church. It would have these important characteristics of it. I was surprised when I was studying in seminary that a lot of our Protestant brothers and sisters will say the same creed that we do, where we say we believe in one holy Catholic apostolic church. I thought, how can that be? But as I explored it, I found out that oftentimes they will say that, well, we believe in the church, we just believe that it's invisible, that you can't really see the church. It's an idea, the idea that everyone who accepts Jesus into their heart is a member of this invisible and intangible church. Well, clearly that's not the experience of the church in Japan. It was a concrete, tangible reality they could find. And that's exactly what we see in the scriptures today. In our first reading, we see Paul and Barnabas. They're going around setting up churches, not some idea of belief in Jesus, but a concrete community of people where they come, they set up the church, and it says they appointed elders for them in each church. This word elder in Greek is presbyteros, presbyter. What we get our modern word today in English, priest. They set up a church in Hebrew, in Latin, in Greek, some form of the word assembly, ecclesia, ecclesial. It means an actual concrete, structured, ordered body with someone at the head of it, a presbyteros, a priest. Hardly an invisible church. The Protestants that have the idea of an invisible church don't much like the idea of hierarchy or official teaching. And sometimes rightfully so, because we tend to mess it up. Nobody is perfect. The leaders of the church have never been perfect. But it's clear that such a structure and an order was part of God's plan. So we today, if you would to come a stranger to Most Pure Heart of Mary Church, would they know that they've found the church? How would they know it? Well, they would see us celebrating the Eucharist. They would see our priests, our celibate, that we're loyal to the Holy Father. They would see that we have a great love for the Blessed Virgin Mary here at Most Pure Heart of Mary Catholic Church. All these things would help them to know that this is the true church, that this is the visible, tangible body that Jesus created. But St. John in our gospel today gives us the ultimate way to know God's church. He says, "All will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." That is the greatest mark of the church. Yes, we're one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. But perhaps the greatest and most important sign of being Jesus' disciples is that we have love for one another. It's said that at the end of St. John's life, when he was very old, he would go around to still visit these churches, and all he would say when he would get up to speak would be, "Little children, love one another. Love one another." They would ask him, "Do you have anything else to say?" "If you love one another and live this new commandment, everything else will fall in place." If someone came to Most Pure Heart of Mary Church from the outside, would they know we are Christians by the way we love one another? It's a good question. Certainly we have all the other trappings of being Catholic, but do we really love one another? Do we have a community here of a family? Love is challenging. It's tough. That's why even in our readings today, we see that those who are in heaven are those who went through the tribulation and loved much. This is a special place here at Most Pure Heart because I really do think we love each other. We have a community here. It would be tragic if all we did was come to Mass on Sunday and then walk out the door and leave. We were talking about this in RCIA this past week, that although we have all this truth of teaching and devotion, and we have the Eucharist and the sacraments, confession, what about community? So important that we love one another. So if we go looking for the true church, hopefully we'll find a lot of it here at Most Pure Heart of Mary. But this idea of an invisible church, why come up with that in the first place? Well, as I said, sometimes we don't quite live up to what we're supposed to. Sometimes we don't have all the truth taught in some of our churches. If you've ever had that feeling of going into a church and wondering, is this really a Catholic church? Because maybe they're not doing the things they're supposed to be doing. It's a countersign. There are all kinds of countersigns that we find, but the worst would be if we failed to love one another. That's why here at Most Pure Heart, hopefully we have a chance to get together, not just at Mass. Hopefully after Mass today, you don't just run right out the door and try to get out of here as quick as possible. Maybe you can stop and say hello to some people that you haven't met here at the parish. Even as a priest here, there's so many people that I still haven't met, even after 2 years. Meet somebody new today. Welcome them. Share our great Christian faith. That is how we show that we love one another. You might be looking for the perfect church, and that is perhaps the greatest stumbling block because we expect to find a perfect church. Well, quite frankly, if you do happen to find the perfect church, for heaven's sakes, don't join it because you'll wreck it. None of us are perfect, and the perfect church does not exist here on earth. Even the one true Catholic church that Jesus established, we're still on the way. We're still becoming. None of us are perfect, and that's ultimately reserved for what we read in our beautiful second reading. St. John says in the book of Revelation that he sees a new heaven, a new earth, the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. This is where we're headed. That is the vision of the bride of Christ, the church adorned for God on the last day in heaven. This is what we're trying to be. There, every tear is wiped away. No more death, no mourning, no wailing. The old order has passed away. That is ultimately what we hope for. That will be the church perfected in glory. But right now, we're on the way. And our call is clear. Devotion to the true church, the visible, tangible body created by Jesus, where we love the Eucharist, the priesthood, the sacraments. We have a special devotion to the Virgin Mary during this whole month of May, but most especially this place where we love one another with the challenging love of Christ, who showed his love by laying down his life on the cross. If someone came to our church today, would they recognize it as the true church? Hopefully. It's a good question. It's one we ask each day. Do we love one another? And can people see this and find us today as the church that Jesus founded?